This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, August 18, written by David Zanstra. God's Word gives courage. From Acts 4, when they saw the courage of Peter and John, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Peter and John had healed a lame man in the temple courtyard by the name and power of Jesus. They proclaimed to everyone there that Jesus had fulfilled all the Old Testament promises and now had risen from the dead. Many people trusted in the message that Jesus was their Savior. But Peter and John were jailed for these things by the religious leaders who had condemned Jesus to death. Those leaders wanted to stamp out the movement of believers in Christ. They said to the apostles, in effect, "Stop, or you will get what Jesus got." Peter and John were not intimidated. They shared the spirit of the writer of Psalm 119. "Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees." With supernatural courage, they replied that they could not help speaking about what they had seen and heard from God. Have you ever been challenged or threatened because of your faith in Jesus? It's happening to Christians in many nations today. It's also going on in schools and workplaces today in many westernized nations. Our religious liberties are challenged by people who want no mention of God in public life. Pray for courage in the Lord. He loves to strengthen us with His Word. Jesus' salvation is found in no one but you. Keep us from fear when we are under attack for our faith in you. Give us your courage and strength. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.